Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, I'm Michael Cohen. It is Monday, the beginning of a full five-day week. Thank you for joining us here on 1320 WILS. Producer Andre Holgate handling all our audio needs this evening. On today's show, it's being called the zombie face-eating attack. A Miami man shot and killed by police says he was found naked and literally eating the face of a homeless man. The attacker under the influence of something called bath salts tonight. An addiction expert will tell us exactly what this new drug is. And a new study out of Michigan State University finding that of all things in life that keep adults from becoming increasingly unhappy over time, one thing that really does it is marriage in a way that other factors like having children are not able to do. I'll be joined by the lead researcher of that study. But first, the ground is still shaking after GM's announcement today that the giant automaker is permanently getting out of the pension business when it comes to its salaried workers. To break down the details of this monumental decision, I'm joined by Dean Thurman, co-founder and senior partner at InvestWise Financial, a full-service financial firm in Bloomfield Hills. 80% of their clients are employees or retirees of the Big Three. Dean, thanks so much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, GM is offering pension buyouts to 42,000 salaried workers and handing the expected $26 billion of pension obligations to Prudential Insurance Company of America. Is this a brilliant move by GM?
Well, Wall Street certainly is going to like it. Wall Street hates unknown big obligations, big debt like GM's pension and Ford's pension, a lot of corporate America. And Ford really started this whole trend just several weeks ago, offering their existing retirees a big lump sum. And GM said, hey, that looks like a good idea. Maybe we should do it too.
I wonder, from what you know about quite a lot about the pension structure, those that argue that it's unsustainable, it is something that ultimately would take the company down, do you agree with that premise?
Well, you know, it's really easy for whether it's politicians or some folks running the biggest companies in America, it's really easy for them to promise people things today that will be paid for by folks way down the road. And corporate America has become so competitive, both domestically and overseas, that we really have to take a look at all of our big liabilities. And General Motors pension, the liabilities there are massive.
Tell me,
I think it's a brilliant move.
The GM retirees you work with, how are they reacting to this news?
Well, most of them are, the folks that we're seeing are greeting the news with open arms. I mean, this is a completely voluntary offer. So nobody's being forced to do anything. So it's just another option that people can take a look at. They look at their own personal situation and make the decisions for themselves. So nobody's being forced into anything. So it's a good thing for everybody.
I see. And moving the pension obligations to Prudential, is that going to have any impact at all on them?
Yeah, those details are still fuzzy in that the folks the retirees that started receiving their offers today, thousands and thousands of people got a notice in the mail today that what the specific numbers are for their lump sums. And, in that paperwork that everybody received today, GM used a lot of hedge words like, if this happens, Prudential may take over the obligation. So they were being a little bit hedgy about whether Prudential is 100% committed yet or not.
When it comes to this kind of a pension buyout or buyouts in general, with your clients, do you view that as a good deal for them, or are they better off not taking these offers?
Well, I'll tell you, I ran 12 scenarios today for 12 different clients. And it was about 50-50. About half of them should probably take it, and the other half shouldn't. And as far as the criteria that clients need to look at and retirees need to look at, everybody's situation is unique. I mean, the obvious stuff like life expectancy and your own personal cash flow needs are in there. There's thousands and thousands, as you know, GM retirees. And each of these retirees retired under different circumstances in that the last 15 years, GM has been offering all different types of early retirement packages. So some people might be getting, you know, maybe they worked for GM for 30 years and made the same salary as the guy next to them, but their pension amounts might be significantly different. And then you look at if you're married or not, and who do you want to be the beneficiary? You know, if you end up dying young, yourself and your wife, let's say that you pass away at age 75, that's considered young, and all that unused pension money, if you kept with the traditional monthly annuity, all that extra money stays with your ex-employer or Prudential.
There's a lot of factors to consider. I'm talking to Dean Thurman, co-founder and senior partner at InvestWise Financial. It's a full-service financial firm in Bloomfield Hills. So how do you typically then advise those who decide to take a lump sum payout? How do they typically manage that money then?
Well, the disadvantage with taking the lump sum is that with today's low interest rate environment, it would be fairly difficult to replace 100% of your monthly guaranteed income from your ex-employer. So, you know, that's the first step. To say, hey, can I take a little bit of a pay cut in order to have full control of my own money, in order to leave a lump sum for my children, and in order to potentially keep up with inflation. So somebody really has to take a look at their own, you know, their own personal values, what's important to them. But if somebody is spending every dime of their pension right now and they don't have other sources of income in retirement, other, you know, 401ks or IRAs or mutual funds or whatever, then they probably just need to keep with the monthly pension, because it's typically higher than you'd be able to receive if you took the lump sum and invested it somewhere.
Now, GM's U.S. hourly pension plan has about $71 billion in it, which is about $10 billion short of its obligation. It covers 400,000 blue-collar retirees and their spouses. Do you expect the automaker to take a similar step with their hourly worker pension plan?
Yes.
Now, that would be an enormous impact, I'm guessing. In terms of the folks that you're working with, are they concerned on that level or not necessarily so?
Well, it's a wait-and-see approach. I mean, it'll be interesting to see if GM uses the same math for hourly workers as they did for the salaried workers. And then we'll just, you know, it's number crunching time, and you take a look at it and your own situation, and you have to make your decision that way.
Well, can you give me some numbers in terms of the packages, the buyout numbers you're seeing?
Sure.
How much is it?
Well, the typical client that I have worked for General Motors for 30 years, finished their career making a little over six-figure income, and is receiving around $3,000 a month from General Motors. And if they pass away, their spouse would probably receive $2,000 a month for the rest of her life. So they can either continue that or get about a $500,000 lump sum check that they can roll over into their own self-directed IRA.
That is a tough decision. Now, you're saying depending on also on their age, they potentially may want to stick with the pension plan?
Yes. One thing that I have not seen yet, and I'm sure I'll see it in the next couple of days, are some folks that are in their later 70s or 80s that maybe don't have as large of a pension because they retired 20 years ago, and surviving spouses, you know, their pension buyouts might be smaller and their life expectancy shorter, and therefore, you know, the lump sum might not be worth it. So
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned Ford announced in April that it will offer these lump sums in lieu of monthly pension payments to some 98,000 salaried workers this year. Now, when it comes to their decision to maintain their pension obligations in-house, do you think this GM decision will affect Ford, and will they potentially consider the same option?
Yeah, I would think that, you know, what one company does, the other tends to follow, between Ford, Chrysler, and GM. And I think that Ford really started a trend. It's going to go beyond just the auto industry for sure.
Dean Thurman, co-founder and senior partner at InvestWise Financial, full-service financial firm in Bloomfield Hills. Dean, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you, Mike. And if anybody has any questions, you know, you go to 888-PENSION.com and do a present value calculation or just call that number, 888-PENSION, and I'll do it for you.
All right, Dean. Thanks again for joining us on WILS.
Thank you, Michael.
We'll be right back to talk about a new study out of MSU. It has to do with happiness, adult happiness, and the fact that in most cases it slowly decreases as you get older. But there is one primary factor that keeps you happy. You'll find out what it is next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.